Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf lamed aleph. So we got to the very last line of lamed amin beis. The Gemara says, "Tanu rabbanan li olam yehi adam anvasan person's humility should always be kehilo valye kapton kishame. Shouldn't be particular like shame." So we're going to learn a number of famous stories. You all know, ma'ase b'shnei bnei adam. There's a story with two people. Shehimru zedzeh, that they were discussing, perhaps fighting. V'amru, one said to the next, "Kol mi sheyelech v'yachnid is Hillel. Whoever goes and could get Hillel to be angry, yitol arba mea zuz. He's going to win the bet. He'll win 400 zuz." So this is a fine bet. So what happened? Amar echad mehem. One of them went, "Ani yachni tenu. I have the ability to irk Hillel so much and get him angry." So oh, sayom erev Shabbos haya. It was Friday afternoon. V'Hillel chafaf es roshon. Hillel was busy washing his hair. And he actually learned from this particular guy to this story a certain halacha, because there's a gemara we learned a number of days ago that there's a mitzvah to get ready before Shabbos, to wash before Shabbos, to be rochitz panav yadav or raglav. We said there was a mitzvah in doing so. Here we learn there's also a mitzvah to wash a person's hair. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's such a mitzvah to use water, to use soap, to use shampoo. There's a discussion whether or not you need to use hot water or not, but it's not clear from this gemara. Either way, the Gemara points to this gemara as a source for washing hair on Erev Shabbos. Actually, today's all daf in practice. I use this as a discussion whether or not you could use soap and shampoo made from animal fats. Many shampoos have animal fats, which you can't eat. There's a discussion, it says, sicha kishasiyah. The Gemara Numa says, if you rub cream or anything on your body that's usser, it's like you're drinking it. So you're allowed to use shampoo and soap from non-kosher animals, and plus, could you use non-kosher soap and shampoo or cream that's made from chametz on Pesach? Is that allowed? I use this as a discussion. Either way, so it was Erev Shabbos, Hill was getting ready for Shabbos, and the guy goes, halach v'avar al Pesach beisa. He goes to the entrance of his house, and Amar, he says, mikan Hill is Hillel home? Mikan Hillel is Hillel home? Nesatev yot lekraso. Hillel quickly put his robe on and got dressed, and went outside to answer the door. Amar, he says to him, b'ni, ma'ata mevakish, what is it that you request? Amar lo, she'ela yeshli she'ol. I've got a question. So Amar lo, shal b'ni, shal, ask a question. Now's the perfect time. So mipnei ma roshayin shal bavloim saglos. I was bothered by, why are the heads of Babylonians not circular, but they're kind of squashed of some sort? Why are they shaped like that? Oh, so Amar lo, b'ni, my dear son, says Hillel, she'ela gedola she'alta. You ask a very big and important question. I'll tell you why. Mipnei she'ein lehem chayos piklos, because the midwives are not that intelligent. They don't know how to properly deliver a child, and for that reason, when it comes out of the head, it comes out of the wife, rather, out of the mother, it gets a little squashed in the way out. Halach v'himtim sha'achas, he waited an hour, v'chazar, and Hillel goes back to his washing his hair, and v'amar, mikan Hillel, he bangs on the door again. Then Nisatef v'yatza l'kraso. Then comes out Nisatef. Hillel goes and covers himself in a robe, and he goes outside. Amar lo, b'ni, ma'ata mevakish, what is it that you want? Amar lo, she'eli yeshli shal, I've got a question. Amar lo, sha'al b'ni shal, ask your question. B'pnei ma'ineim shal termodein chutos. Why the people from Tarmod, their eyes are very soft, Rashi says, rachos, which means that they're very gentle and delicate, and they seem to tear often. Why is it like that? So Amar lo, Hillel explains to them, b'ni, my dear son, she'elach gedola sha'alti, ask a very chashuv question. Mipnei she'darin bein acholos, they live amongst the wind and the sand, and it gets so windy, the sand gets in their eyes, so their eyes are always tearing. So halach v'himtim sha'achas, he left and waited another hour. Chazer v'amar, he goes back to the door, mikan Hillel, is Hillel home? Nesatev yatzel akraso, Hillel already gets dressed and comes out to meet him again. Amar lo, b'ni, ma'atam evakish, what is it that you want this time? And you see he's not getting angry at all, very composed. Amar lo, she'ela yesh li lishal, I've got a question. Amar lo, she'al b'ni she'al, ask your question. B'pnei ma, raglem shel afrikim rechavos, why are the feet of the Africans wide? Amar lo, b'ni, she'ela gedola she'alta, you ask a very chashuv question. B'pnei she'darin bein bitzei ha'mayim, because they live amongst the swamps, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created their legs wide so they could walk through better. So Amar lo, he says, she'elas harbi yesh li lishal, I've got a number of questions for you, Hillel. I'm scared you might get angry from all my questions. Hillel sat there patiently and wearing his talus. Shall ask any question you want. I've got all the time in the world. We see the patience of a Rav. That Rav needs to have a patience. Amarlo, I get this often when he asks Rav Shechter questions. Rav Shechter, he'll sit there and he will not interrupt you. You could ask the longest question in the world and he'll sit there with incredible amounts of patience. Samuel, the man says, Atahu Hillel, Shekar Notzcha Nisi Yisrael. Are you the famous Hillel? Are you the one who's the Nasi of Am Yisrael? Amarlo, Ata. So he's Amarlo, hey, that's me. Amarlo, Imatahu, if you are him, Lo Yirbu Kimoscha Be Yisrael. There shouldn't be any more people like you in the world. So Amarlo, Minim Mipne Ma. What are you saying this for? What's wrong with me? Amarlo, Mipne Sheibadati Al Yadcha. I lost money because of you. Arba Mea Zuz, 400 Zuz because of you. Amarlo, Havei Zar Biruchachacha. So he says, careful with what you say, because I didn't cause you to lose any money. Kedaihu Hillel Shetabid Al Yadcha Arba. So it's kedai that Hillel, with his great humility, that he caused you to lose 400 zuz, because Hillel didn't get makpid. So we see that great patience of Hillel, not to get so upset. So Gemara now brings another brayso about Shammai and Hillel. Tani Rabbanim, Ma'isa Benochvi Echad Shabaluf Nei Shammai. And Andrew came to Shammai, Amarlo, Kama Torahs Yesh Lechem? How many Torahs do you have? Amarlo, Shtaim, we've got two, Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebaal Peh. Amarlo, Shebechsav Ani Ma'amincha, I believe your Torah Shebechsav, that, the written Torah I believe in. Shebaal Peh, Ani Ma'amincha, I don't believe the Torah Shebaal Peh, I don't believe such a Besorah. Garinu Al-Manash Tlamdeni Torah Shebechsav, please convert me on the condition that I only have to accept Torah Shebechsav. And this is against all the halachas of Geros, as you have to accept everything, not only Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to accept, but you have to accept Dinei Dirabanim. And the Gemara's increases talk about if a person is not willing to accept even one iota of that which is accepted, even by the Dirabanans, is not acceptable. So to reject an entire Torah Shebaal Peh, so that doesn't make any sense. And for that reason, Shammai says to him, Garbo, he reprimanded him, this is not how we have Yiddishkeit, Votziu Benizifa, and sent him off with great anger. Then, Balafne Hillel, he went down the block, went to Hillel's house, and Hillel, he said the same thing, I only want to accept Torah Shebechsav, and Hillel says, oh, okay, Gairei, he converted him, Yom Kama, day one, he came to learn with him, and what happened? The Gemara says, Amarlo, Alav Beis Gimel Dal, he taught him Alav Beis, and he learned the Alav Beis very nicely, great. The next day, Lamachar, he comes, Apechle, he switched it around, he says, this is a tough, and this is a shin, and Amarlo, V'ha Esmo Lo Amarti Lihachi. And the guy was a smart guy. He says, didn't you tell me yesterday that the Aleph was the Aleph, and now you're telling me the Aleph is a tough? I'm confused. Amalei, la validi dia kasamachta. You're not relying on me. Abhe anami nismachala. You have to also accept Torah Shebaal Peh. You see, he proves that Torah Shebechsav doesn't make any sense without Torah Shebaal Peh. You need both them intertwined together. And through that, he was able to chap him to be a ger. So then the Gemara says, Shuv Ma'isa, there was another event, Benochi Echad Shebaluf Ne Shammai. He came in front of Shammai and says to him, Amarlo, Gaireini Almanash Shetilamdeni Kol Torah Kula, Kishanin Omer Al Regel Achas. I want you to teach me the Torah, teach me everything while I'm standing on one foot. I don't have patience to learn everything. However long I can stand, for 30 seconds, a couple of minutes, standing on one foot, I want you to teach me everything in that amount of time. So, of course, Shammai wasn't willing to teach him, and Dachvo Be'amas HaBinyan Shebiyadon, he threw him out of the house. Balofne Hillel, he came in front of Hillel and asked for the same request, and Gairi, he converted him. So Amarlo, so what did he teach while the now new Ger was standing on one foot? So Hillel taught him one very fundamental principle. Amarlo, De'alach Sini L'chavrich Lo Sa'aved, that which you hate, you should not do to others. Zuhi kol Torah kula. This is the essence. This is the foundation of all the Torah. Ve'idach perushahu zil gamar. Everything else is simply an explanation. Go out and learn. So this becomes an interesting discussion here about v'aftal erecha kamoka. The Marsha asks the question, how come the Gemara uses the Hillel didn't use the word v'aftal erecha kamoka? Why didn't he use that word? How does he say, you shouldn't do that which you hate? Say in the positive, do what you love. Whatever you love to yourself, you should love others. So they get into a whole discussion whether or not there's actually a mitzvah of v'aftal erecha kamoka. There's a Tosos that talks about the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when you're choosing a misa, choosing a particular death sentence for a person, you should choose a misa yafeh. That's because v'aftal erecha kamoka. You don't want to really ruin the body so much, so it should be some type of a pleasant death, whatever that means. The Tosa sounds like v'aftal erecha kamoka only applies after death, not during life. So it becomes a whole discussion, does v'aftal erecha kamoka apply b'chaim? And Pashas is Rav Perlin, right? Of course it applies even b'chaim. There's no question about it. But the question does really become, is there really a mitzvah asay of v'ahavta l'rechah kamocha, or is it simply don't do that which you hate to others? So that becomes just a fascinating discussion that appears in the Mefarshim. So now the Gemara says Vayter as follows: Shuv Ma'aser. There was another event. Benachri Echad Shahaya Over Achori Beis Hamedrash. Benachri is walking behind the Beis Hamedrash. V'shama Kol Sofer, and he heard a Sofer that was writing and were teaching perhaps the children. Shahaya Omer, he was saying the pasuk in it says Ve'ilad Begadim Ashayasu Choshen Ve'efa. He was talking about the big day Kuna. And so Amar, so the Nachri got very interested, and he says, Halalu, lemi. He saw that they were very beautiful begadim. They were describing made of tailas and different types of colors. Who's going to be zocha there to wear these big begadim? Amrlo. So they said to him, oh, that's l'kohen gadol, the most chashev person in Klai, so l'kohen gadol, he wears the chashev begadim. It's not for the regular hamunam. So Amar also Nachri ba'atzma, he says, Eilich vizgayr, let me convert. So that I can become the Kohen Gadol and be zochot to wear such beautiful garments. So Balafnei Shammai goes in front of Shammai, Amar Lo, he says to them, Gaireini Almash Shetisimeni Kohen Gadol. You should convert me, but on condition that I can become Kohen Gadol. So Shammai, of course, was very realistic, and Dachvo Ba'amas Abinin Shabiyado, he threw him out of the house and says, can't be, so you can't become a Kohen Gadol. And we don't convert for other reasons. We convert because we think this is the emesidic of religion, not because he wanted to try to accomplish something. And moreover, a ger can't be a kohen gadol, of course. He can't be a kohen. So then, balifnei Hillel goes in front of Hillel. He tells him the same thing. Convert me on the condition that I could become a kohen gadol. And Gairi, and Hillel was willing to convert the guy. So Amrlo, so now Hillel says to him, klum mamida melech elamisha yodea mechsiseit malchus. Now, you can't be appointed king. You can't be appointed a kohen gadol until you know the halachas. You can't just, you need to know the language. You need to know the rules. So let's learn. So Leich Lamer, let's learn Tachsichei Malchus. Let's learn about the different elements of being a Kohen. Halach Vakara, they learn together. Kemen Shegia, Vazar Karv Yumas. So he gets to the Pasuk, Hazar, who goes close to the base of Migdash, close to the Mizbeach. He gets killed. Amale, the Ger asks Hilo, Mikra Zal Minemar, who is this Mikra referring to? Amlo Afilo al David Melech Yisrael, even the great David Melech, even if he goes closer, he wasn't a Kohen. If he goes too close to Mizbeach, he's also Chayv Misa. So Nasa also Ger Kavachomer Be'atzmo. So he learned a Kavachomer in his home. See, this is a very, he said, wait a second. Ma Yisrael Shenikru Banim L'makom. So if Klai Yisrael, who are called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umitoch Ava She'ahayivam Karalehem B'ni Bechor Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls them my Bechor, my firstborn, he loves them so dearly. And yet it says about Klai Yisrael, David HaMelech, for example, that they go close to Mizbeach, they die. So the Ger HaKal, a convert who wasn't born into Yiddishkeit, how much more so? Sheba Mimaklev Tarmilo, Achas Kama Kama, how much more so? If he goes on to the Har Bayis, the place where he shouldn't be going, how much more so should he be Chai Misa? So Balafnei Shammai, he came in front of Shammai, Amar Leh, he says to them, Klum Roy Ani Lios Kohen Gadol, am I Roy to be Kohen Gadol? Balok Simpator V'Hazar Kerv Yumas. I can't be Kohen Gadol. So Balafnei Hillel goes in front of Hillel, Amar Lo, and Vanasan Hillel, the humility of Hillel, Yanuchel Brachos al Roshcha, should allow all the Brachos to be Chalon you, Shekiravti, he Kiravtani Tachas Kan Feshchinim, because I was Zocha, because of your patience, because of your Chachma, because of your humility, you allowed me to come into Klai Yisrael, into Tachas Kanfei Hashkina. You see another lesson here just in terms of teaching. We learned a lot of number of lessons the past couple of days about teaching. Sometimes it's best for people to come to the realization on their own. When Shammai told him straight out that you can't become a ger, your ger can't be a kohen gadol, so he wasn't willing to learn. But when the ger understood on his own, it made sense, he made his own kalachomer, if David HaMelech can't come close to Mizbeach, certainly I can't, then he was able to understand it better, he was able to appreciate it better. That's sometimes a better way to teach for people to learn on their own. So then the Gemara says, Layamim, some days passed, Nizdav Gushloshim, the three people, the Ger, the Malkum Echad, and Shammai and Hillel. So Amru, they said to each other, Kapdanusa Shel Shammai Biksha, Litordenu Mina Olam. Rather, the three Gerim got to the same place. The three Gerim were these three events. And they were discussing what had happened. So they said the Hakpada of Shammai was almost wanted to get us out of the world, to not allow us into Tachas Hashchina. However, Anvasanuso, the humility and the patience, Shel Hillel, Kervanu Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, allowed us to enter into Klai Yisrael. So we see the importance of being patient and gentle to people. So then the Gemara says, towards the bottom, the last few lines of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, it says, Amar Reish Lakish, what does the pasuk mean when it says, V'haya emunasi techa chosen yeshuos chokmas v'das? It's describing different aspects of belief and timing and yeshuos and wisdom. So what's this referring to? So the Gemara says as follows, Emunas zeh seder zeram. Seder zeram is referring to emuna. Why is it called emuna? So Rashi explains it's called emuna because it requires an emuna and trust in people to take tshuvas amaisas. We don't know, but you're trusting in the farmer, and for that reason, it's called emuna. The Tosas writes it's called emuna's top Tosas, the very top where the Tosas is, a very short Tosas. There are only two Tosas on the page. Tosas writes emunas zeh seder zeram mefarsh biyushalmi shemamin bechai holamim vizaro, referring to the farmer trusting in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater business than a farmer in that he needs his trust. He has no idea whether it's going to rain or not rain, how crops are going to do, whether it's going to be locust or dever that's going to ruin things. So there's so much emunah that's required in the farmer itself. Well, Rashi says that the consumers need to trust the farmers. Tosas says it's the farmers trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are other explanations as well. The Marsha says emun is lashon of amen, and because zrum starts in the Seches Brachos, it's about saying amen to Brachos. But there are a few other explanations as well. But emunas is referring to zrum. So then the Gemara says itecha times zeh seder mawid, the certain times of the year of Shabbos and Yantif and so on. Chosin zeh nashim, chosin is a lashon of Yerusha. So in terms of nashim, having children of continuing one's heritage and legacy. Yeshua says zeh seder nezikin, that person is able to be saved from damage. Chachma zeh seder kachim, it's a very deep world of seder kachim. Vedas zeh seder taros, which is also a very deep, profound set of knowledge. Vafil hachi, even though that's all the case, we have shisha sidrei mishnah. Yiras Hashem hi otaro, the storage house for all this is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is essential for being able to understand and retain all the areas of Torah. So Amar Rava, Rava says, b'shash machnis and adam ladin, when a person goes to Bezin, Bezin Shamala, after Meiv Esrim, Omer lo, they say to him some very important questions. Each one has its own strict Torah. We're not going to go through either any of them. But nasasa v'nasata b'emuna, did you do business with trust about Pialacha? This is the very first question we ask. Nasasa v'nasata b'emuna, did you do it in a trustworthy way? So that's important just in terms of the working, in terms of how people should be honest in work. Kavata itim la Torah. Were you kaveh itim? Did you make sure to learn a certain amount of time every single day? A certain amount of page of Gemara every single day? Did you make sure to do that? Did you have a daf yomi every single day? Asakta b'pir yorivya. Did you make sure to be osik and children? Did you get married? Did you have children? Did you raise your children? Tipisil Yeshua, did you anticipate, did you look forward to the coming of Mashiach, to the coming of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash? Pilpalta b'chachma, did you spend time not only just being kovei edim, but were you mefalfa, were you osik, were you omel the Torah? And hivanta davar mitoch davar, were you trying to analyze and figure out and dissect learning? V'afil hachi, even though these are all the very important questions that were asked after Meiv Esrim, Yiras Hashem hi otaro, if you have your Shemaim, that's going to serve in, that will serve as a storage house to retain that which you learn. Ilo, if one does not have your Shemaim, lo, he will not be successful in his learning. Mashal Adam Shamar L'Shlucho, it's like a person said to his agent, Hele li kor chitim la'aliyah, bring for me an amount of a quart, a certain volume of wheat, bring it to my attic. Halach v'helalo, he brought the attic like he was told. He brought the wheat to the attic. Amalal the Baba says, Eraftali behen kav chomtin. Did you make sure to put a certain amount of some type of salted ground, salt, some type of preservative to make sure it stays good? Amalal, love, I didn't do that. Amalal, if you didn't do that, mutav imlo helisa. Then pointless if you bring up the wheat. That's like just a wasted because it's going to get ruined there. You need to make sure there's some preservative as here as well. If there's all the learning in the world and there's no Yerushalayim, it's worthless because without Yerushalayim, all the Chachma, all the Torah, all the Shishay Siddur Mishnah and Gemara that you learn is going to be wasted. So Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Mariv Adam Kav Chomtim B'Kor Shatua Ve'Eino Choshesh. When a person buys a kor of grain, and instead of doing a full kor, the seller, he puts in a kav of some type of salt, some type of preservative, so he got less than a kor of tuah, that's not subject to ona, because that salt that's present is essential for preserving the food, and therefore that's not considered ona, that's not considered underpaying or overpaying for produce. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Torah, anyone who's got Torah, Ve'ein Bo, but he doesn't have Yerushalayim going into Lam and Alef and Beis now, he lacks Yerushalayim, he is compared to Dome Legizbar Shemasulo Maftechos HaPnimius, Umaftechos HaChitzonos, Lo Masulo behe'ail. It's like giving the keys to the innermost chamber, but not giving the keys to the outermost chamber. If you don't have the keys to the outermost chamber, the keys on the inside are worthless. So if you learn all the Torah in the world, but you have no Yerushalayim, you are lacking the key to access the most inner place of Torah. So Machris Rabbi Yanai, Chaval Adulesle Darta, the Tar Ladarta of it. It's Chaval, a person who has no Darta, who has no Chatzar, but he's a gate of a Chatzar. You're not going to buy a fence or a gate if you have no Chatzar. So a guy goes out and buys a fence, great. Give no Chatzar to put it around. A guy who learns Torah but does have Yerushalayim, it's like having a gate without having a Chatzar. I'm Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says, La Barak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olamo, Elav Kadesha Yiru Milfanava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for one reason and one reason only. Shenemar, and says in Koheles, V'Elokim Asa Sheyiru Milfanava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world simply that we should fear him. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Elazar, Havi Yasu, Chalaf Ha'azio, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. One time, Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Elazar were sitting down, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha passed by. Amalo Chadachavre, one said to the next, Neki Mikami, let's stand in front of Rabbi Yaakov, he's a chashuv guy, let's stand up for him. The Gavr Dechil Chatoinu, he's a guy who's Yirei Chait, he's Yirei Shemayim, he has. Amalo Idach, the other says to him, Neki Mikami, he should stand up, we should stand up for him because of the Gvar Bar Oryinu, because he's a Ben Torah, that's why we should stand up for him, he's very learned, he's a Talmud Chacham. Amalo, so he says back, no, Aminu Lechaona, I said to you, the Gvar Dichil Chatanu, I said he's a Yerushimayim, Va'amrus Liat Bar Orinhu, and you say he's a Talmud Chacham. To be a Yerushimayim is a greater feat than being a Talmud Chacham. So we're not choosing, picking and choosing. Obviously, a person should strive to be both a Talmud Chacham and Yerushimayim. But you have some people who are Mamash Yerushimayim, they may not be as learned, but they're Yerushimayim. And you have others who are Talmud Chachamim, but the Yerushimayim is not as great. If you have to choose who's greater, they're pointing out for the Gemara here that Yerushimayim is even greater than that, than he who is only a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, Tistayim de Rabbi Elazar, we could conclude that Rabbi Elazar is the one who said, Damar de Gvar Dichel Chatanu, we should stand up for the great Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha because he was a Yerushimayim. How do we conclude that? Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Elazar, Ein Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Balamo, Elo Yerushimayim Bilvad. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world only why, like we saw above from a different pasuk now, he created the world simply that there's going to be Yerushimayim. Shenemar, it says, Ve'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Lokecha, Shal Me'imach. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask of you? Kiyim Liyira. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you is Yerushimayim. And it says further, Ksiv, it says further in pasuk in Iyov, Ve'yomer Le'adam, Hein Yiras Hashem, Hi Chachma. Hein, it is Yerushimayim that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, that is Chachma. What does Hein mean? Shekain Belashon Yevani in Greek, Karin Lachas Hain. The word Hain is one in Greek. Tistayim. So the pasuk in Iyov reads, Hain Yerushimayim. The one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us is Yerushimayim. And Rabbi Elazar is the author of this discussion. So therefore, when he had this, when he was sitting down with Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Elazar, the one who focused on the Yerushimayim, where Rabbi Simon was focusing on the fact that he was a Talmud Chacham. Gemara now says, Darash Rav Ula. Rav Ula darshan. What does it say in the pasuk in Koheles when it says Al Tirsha Harbe? Don't be such a rasha. So it's a very strange pasuk. So Gemara says Harbe Hu De Lo Darsha Lirsha. He shouldn't be such a rasha. Aham At Lirsha, but he could be a little bit of a rasha. That doesn't make any sense. Ella Mishachol Shum Verechol Nod. If a person eats some garlic and his breath smells bad, so Yachsev Yochol Shum Acher Verechol Nod should eat another garlic and make his breath smell even worse. No, I mean, when guys sin, don't think okay, that's it. You're done. Just do anything you want. No, just because you sin once doesn't mean you have to be stuck as a rasha. You can still be a tzaddik, you can still do tshuva, you can still do mitzvahs. I'll tishur harbe. Don't get any worse. Even though you've fallen quite far, there's always room to improve. So Darish Ravabar, Rav Ula, Ma'idich said, what's the pasuk when it says in Tilim, ki ein chartzubos? The word chartzubos is a strange word. So what does it mean, ki ein chartzubos lemosam ubari ulam? So Rav Ula, Darshan's Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo dain l'risham. Is it not sufficient for the risham? She'enan charedim v'atzevim. The word charedim v'atzevim is a hybrid of the word charedim v'atzevim. Is it not enough that risham don't tremble and they don't get sad, miyom amisa? They don't fear the day of death. Not only do they not fear it, ela shalibam bari lehem kulam. Their heart is so open like a hallway that they don't care about anything. They're not scared of death. They're not fearful of anything. And they're just willing to do whatever they want just to fill their desires in the taivas. Behind the Amar Rabba, that's what Rabba would say. What does it say in the pasuk? Zed darkam kesel lama. This is the way of the kesel, of the shota, of the rasha. What does that mean? Yodim rishama shadarkam. They know that this is their path. They know the path is lamisa. They know going to die, and they're going right to the kever. And yet still, v'yesh lehem chelav al kisam. They have fat covering their kisam, their kidneys, which the kidneys always represent of people's sense of common sense of some sort, some knowledge of counsel. Their kisilim are covered in fat. They have no common sense in this world. Shema tomer shchuchi mi mehen. Maybe it's simply because they forgot the day of death. They're so far removed from reality that they're always chasing after the time, but they don't think about their death. Tamalomer v'acharem b'fiem yirtu l'sela. And at the end, they speak about how they're going to die. I mean, they're very aware of the death, but they're not willing to. People sometimes are stuck in the world of taiva, in the world of habit, the world of addiction. They know it's going to a bad place, but they just can't break out of it. It's true, a person is a taiva for arveiros, a taiva is for drinking, a taiva for drugs, whatever the taiva is for. People get so stuck, even though they know, intellectually they know that where they're going, the path they're going in, they just can't break out of it because they're so stuck. Okay, back to some halachanim. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kechasa al ner v'chulu. So we had a discussion that according to Rabbi Yossi, that if you extinguish the fire in Shabbos, if it's extinguishing the oil for the purpose of the oil of the kli, so then a person is pater. But if you extinguish it for the purpose of the psila, for the purpose of the wick, then Rabbi Yossi says you are chayev because osa pechem, because you made a wick. You made a wick now usable. What does that mean? So Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi, if you're extinguishing it across the board, it either should be all cases are pater or all cases are chayev. Why is there a distinction between the psila versus the ner and the shemen? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, kiman sfirle. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda Svir Levi Oleg Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Mlacha Shenetzucha Gufa is Chayev, Afil B'Hanech Namil Chayev. All the cases by extinguishing the fire, you don't need it for itself, but you should be Chayev, Mlacha Shenetzucha Gufa Chayev, Bein B'Psila Shemen V'Ner. The Rabbi Shimon Svir Levi holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds Mlacha Shenetzucha Gufa is in fact Pater, then P'Psila Namil Lifta, you should be Pater for extinguishing the fire, even to save the wick. What's the difference? So Amar Ula, Ula explains, Liyom Krebi Yehuda Sfirlai really holds like Rebbe Yehuda, which is so why you're not chayv in the other cases. And Kesavar Rebbe Yossi holds, Sol Shalmanas Livnos Bimkomo Havisosa. When you destroy something with the intent of rebuilding in that place is when you're chayv. Amnos Livnos Shalom Bimkomo Lo Havisosa. But if you plan to destroy something and to rebuild it elsewhere, then you're not chayv. So we have this klal. There are a number of different melachos which are kilkulim, which are destructive. But these, and by definition, a melach has to be constructive. So how can you have a destructive act that's constructive? So the din is that when you destroy something with the intent of constructing, with rebuilding something, that makes even the destruction constructive. Because I want to build a new house, but I can't build a new house if my old house is here. So you destroy the house in order to allow me to build the new house here. That's called a destructive act that's in fact constructive. So you have this cloud by a number of the malachos. You have it by soser. You have it by korea. You tear something, that's destructive. But if you're a korea, I'm not lit for it. You tear in order that you could sew things back together better, that would be the mlacha. But if you're simply to be korea, shlo amanas litfor, you tear something without the intent of destroying, that's only usher midirbanan. So you have this by soser, you have this by korea, so he's mechadish here, you have this also by mechabe. When you extinguish something on the condition of relighting it. If you extinguish the oil or the candle, fine, but that's you haven't done anything constructive, you just destroyed something. But if you extinguish the flame so that you can relight the wick, that's called constructive. So Rashi explained, there's a long Rashi here, but I'm just trying to pull out one line here. Rashi, it's like 7 hour lines up, Rashi in the middle of the line here. He says, Helkach al psila chaisa didei ein ela lahalik. When he put out the wick, he did it with the intent of relighting that same wick. Hilchach mechaba al manas lahalik hainabim komo. When you extinguish it with the intent of relighting it, that's called relighting it in the same place where it was lit initially. It's like soser al manas livnos bim komo. Aval, says Rashi, in contrast, kichas al aner ol al shemen. If you're extinguishing to save the cup, to hold everything, or the oil, val psila eino chas, but you don't care about the wick, eino choshish im mashlich, you don't care if you throw out the wick, so then even if you have intent of using the oil to relight another wick, in the same exact candle holder, that's not called rebuilding in the same place. The fire is viewed as, the place of the fire is on the wick. The oil adds The wick holds, rather, the oil adds flame, fuel, and the holder holds it. But that's not the flame. We're talking about the flame itself. The only makom, the flame, is on the psila. And the shemen and the ner have nothing to do with bimkomo, and therefore, even though you plan to save the shemen and the ner, that's not considered bimkomo. Only in the wick is it considered bimkomo, and this is the svara of Rabbi Yossi. Back inside the Gemara now, the Gemara says, so Amar Le Rabbi, Rabbi says, Michli, let's understand this just for a moment. All the malachas, all lam and test malachas we learn, we derive from the Mishkan. There are certain malachas done in the Mishkan. So, v'hasam sosam nas livnos shlomim kamahu. And soser, destroying, is one of the malachas, one of the lam and test malachas. And in the Mishkan, they destroyed it, meaning they took apart the Mishkan in one place, and they traveled elsewhere, they rebuilt it in a different place. So the very model of soser is dafka case of soser, al manas livnos, shalobim koma, not in the same exact place. So how can Rabbi Yossi say that soser al manas livnos is only true when it is in the same makom? That's not based on the model that we find in the Mishkan. So Amar Leh Ula says back to Rabba, shiny has in the Mishkan is different. Kevin the Chassiv, since it says in the Pasuk, al pi Hashem, yachnu basin HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, they would encamp. Kisolos al manas livnos bim koma dami. It was all, the whole midbar, the whole traveling was based on, as if it was all one makom, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom, and for that reason, it was all considered, the whole midbar was all considered the same exact makom, which was tachas the Shekhinah. Just a fascinating idea, hashkafically, of the perspective of the makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the makom of the midbar. Rabbi Yochanan, and that was all according to Ula's understanding, that Rabbi Yossi holds that melacha, Shekhinah Tzuchel Guf, is chayiv, but it's only chayiv when it's in that same exact makom. But elsewhere, it's patur. Come as long as Rabbi Yochanan Amar liolam Rabbi Shimon tefillah. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon that melacha sheina tzuch leguf is patur. That's why you're patur when you're mechaba the shemen, you're mechaba the ner. But what about why you chayv for the psila then? Ma'ishna psila. So the Gemara explains kadama Rav Hamnuna vitema. Others say it's Rav Ada bar Ava. Hacha bepsila shetzarach lav ha. Have hava askinim. We're talking about a wick, a brand new wick that doesn't catch fire very well. But if you light it first and you cause it to singe and then you put it out, the next time you light it, you now made it a wick that's fit for lighting a fire. So here, debahi afilu Rabbi Shimon mo, that even in this case, Rabbi Shimon says, since if you lit the fire, then you put it out, so that now becomes a more usable wick. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree in this case, yechayiv dekam misakin mana. Here, you're misakin mana. It's not malacha shein tzuch legufa. You're actually creating something new. And Amar Rava, Rava says, dekanami, there's also a very exact, this concept that works out well, based on the language in the Mishnah, dekatani shu osepechem velo mipnei shenases pechem. Not because it was made, because you are making. It sounds like you have just, by you extinguishing the flame, you now just made a pechem, a wick that's roy to light fires, shmamina. So we have two understandings of Rabbi Yossi. Either he holds like Rabbi Huda, melacha sheina tzuch legufa chayiv, or like Rabbi Shimon, that melacha sheina tzuch legufa is patur. Let's begin this next mishnah and do a few lines of Gemara. When the bottom of Laman Aleph and Beis, the mishnah begins, al shalosh aveiros nashim mesos b'shas leidasam. There are three sins on which women, if they violate them, they will be in great danger and die during birth, so childbirth. So al she'enon zirus behinida, if they're not careful about halachas of nida, v'chala if they're not makbid on hafrashas chala, and v'halachas ner, if they're not makbid on lighting ner Shabbos. So the Gemara says as follows. So I understand nida, my time, why is nida, one who doesn't keep nida, such a death sentence. Rabbi Yitzchak, he kikula b'chadei bitna, l'fikach tilka b'chadei bitna, since she was not makbid on the dinam that relate to inside her body, so therefore she's going to get the mida k'neged mida, be punished by during childbirth. That's the mida k'neged mida. So then the Gemara says, okay, tinach nida. So nida makes sense. I understand the mida k'neged mida of nida, it will lead to an onesh during leida. But what about chala b'alakas ner? Michael Mamer, what's a shaykhus of Hafrashas Chala and Halakas Ner to lay the Shas Leda? So the Gemara explains, Kidadarish Hahu Galila Alea, the Rav Chista. There was a certain drasha made by a person who lived in the Galil, and he said the name of Rav, saying in front of Rav Chista, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Revius Dam Nasati Bachem. I placed the Revius Dam, blood, more than blood, but Dam was placed in a man, a woman's body, in order to give life. And I warned you about the halachas of Nidas Dam and Nida. Rashis Karasiyeschem, I called you, Klai Yisrael, my people, my first, my Rashis. Al Iske Rashis, therefore, I'm commanding you, Hizartiyeschem, be careful about that which is called Rashis, namely about Harfrashas Chala. Neshama shenasati bechem kriya ner. He gave a neshama into each person called a candle. And therefore, al iske ner, I'm warning you about a candle. So we see that these three elements here of the physical, the nida, the fact that they're called rachis, such a title, and the neshama, these different elements are Akash Baruch infused, and corresponding to them, there are three halachas that women have to be careful in, corresponding to these three concepts Akash Baruch did for us. If you fulfill these mitzvahs of Ner Shabbos, and Nida, and Hafrashis Chala, fantastic. Vimlav, if one doesn't fulfill these mitzvahs, Hareini Notel Nishmaschim, I'm going to take away the neshama. So the Gemara says, no, so we'll stop here, I guess. So we see from here, either way, we see because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was the essence of a Yid, the rachis, the neshama, and the dam, the body, the physical. For that reason, since they're essential, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you keep them great, and if you don't, women are going to be in great danger. Everyone have a wonderful day.